Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice, and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Hello, folks, and welcome to Kitchen Garden Podcast number 92. And I'm here with the rest of the team. We've got Emma.
Hiya!
And Tony.
Hiya!
All suitably kitted out, I see, folks. I guess you're looking forward to Christmas, by the looks of it.
Absolutely.
Getting a bit warm. I'm having a bit of a flash in my jumper, I must admit. It's a bit...
Yeah, it's just your age, warm. Steve. Just your age.
Just trying to get into the spirit. Yeah, so we thought we'd have a little chat, didn't we, about, well, what else, really? Christmas and Christmas dinner and growing your own Christmas dinner, because it's murder out there at the moment. Trying to order a turkey or get some sprouts, we're just trying to build Christmas now.
Mind you, I'm ashamed to say I haven't really grown much that I can eat on Christmas Day. It's going to be a trip to the supermarket this year, but next year I promise I will grow my own.
Have we not got acres of sprouts?
Well, I've got parsnips. We've got parsnips. And we've got some leeks. Mm-hmm. But we haven't got potatoes. We've eaten all those. But potatoes, you can have potatoes for Christmas dinner, can't you, that you've grown?
There are
a couple of ways, aren't there?
Yeah.
You could try growing, you can buy second cropping potatoes, which kind of are on sale sort of in the summer, aren't they? You can plant those, and it's best to plant them sort of in a big, like, potato bag or an old compost bag or a big pot, and keep them under cover in a greenhouse and grow them on. And keeping them inside will stop the blight spores, because obviously at that time of year you get a lot of blight. And then the idea is you can't really grow them as it were, keep the plant growing until Christmas. But I think what happens is it will tend to die down naturally. And then at that point, you do cut off, well, you check to check you've got some small tubers. Then you cut off the holms, the tops, and then you just leave them in the greenhouse and just make sure the compost is just slightly damp. I mean, you can let it almost dry out, to be honest. And then come Christmas Day, you can then dig around and pull your potatoes out, your new potatoes. Although I would suggest buying a bag from Sainsbury's as a backup.
Other supermarkets are available. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
Although they've got no stock and you can't get a slot to order any if you want to.
Oh, dear, Steve, you really are bitter.
But you do need to think about it in the summer, don't you? Because I always think, oh yeah, I'd love to grow some spuds for Christmas, and then in August you're so busy with other stuff, you just forget. And I've only done it 1 year, I got some red Duke of York, and they're okay. Got a crop, but you just got to remember, haven't you? You know,
lots more going on.
Because there's another technique, isn't there, where you've got your ordinary crop, your ordinary potatoes, and then you bury them in a tin. It's an old technique, isn't it? You bury them in sand in a tin. Foot down in the ground, and you leave them there. And then on Christmas Day, you dig up your tin, and you've got your potatoes. But I would suggest buying a bag from Sainsbury's. Just I know the supermarkets are available.
I think you've got to be a bit desperate to try that one. I can never remember where the tin's buried either.
Yeah, it'd be like digging around the garden for buried treasure. Can you imagine that on Christmas Day? The angst of not being able to find your tin.
Your dog Ted, Steve, would find it for you. No problem, I'm sure.
That's true. That is very true. Yes, he would. Yes, he'd he'd certainly find anything edible at all. He will find it.
But he'd probably eat it for a bad chance.
Yeah. No, but I think the potatoes in bags idea is great. Yeah. So you haven't got to have a big garden, have you? If you haven't got room for growing lots of spuds in the ground, you can still grow a few bags of spuds for Christmas.
I mean, you can buy special bags. You can get special potato bags, can't you? But just an old compost bag inside out, you know.
Yeah,
the important thing is to make sure you put some holes in the bottom. Otherwise, you'll get very soggy soil.
Yeah. You need to buy the second cropping special potatoes because you can't just save a few old seed potatoes because they just won't be any good. I mean, because they cold store them, don't they? They keep them to a certain point in their sort of life, you know, cycle, as it were. They keep them cold and then they're ready to just go. And so you really need to buy those fresh second cropping tubers. Most of the seed companies that sell seed potatoes will sell them.
You can get them online, can't you? The garden centres will have them.
Yeah, garden centres, they appear, don't they? Tend to be sort of earlier varieties, like Charlotte is one I've often tried, and that works quite well. One that they're offering. So, spuds, we've got our spuds.
Brussels. Tony hates Brussels.
They take ages to grow. They taste horrible.
We converted you once, I thought. We mixed them with bacon and you loved them. Or loved, perhaps, was a bit too strong. Perhaps you just picked out the bits of bacon.
That's because I couldn't taste them.
You need a lot of room for sprouts, don't you?
So
I think potatoes, you can grow a few in a bag. The sprouts, you really do need a decent-sized veg garden or an allotment to grow many. And it's a long-term project, isn't it, with sprouts? Yeah. I think you're sort of thinking of sowing them in March, April, and you're not going to be harvesting them till now, really, perhaps November onwards. But, so you've got to like them. So they're never going to be in your garden then, Tony, are they?
Sorry. I should, though, because my wife loves them.
Does she?
It's only me. Miserable old me doesn't like them.
It's the me.
I do like parsnips. How about that?
Oh, parsnips, Well, that's another long-term crop, isn't it?
Yeah.
You still need quite a long time for those. I mean, you know, traditionally they sort of say sow them in February, but that actually is too early. I think March, early April, will get better germination rate. And to get good germination, I mean, one of my tips is I usually sow three seeds at each station so that if three seedlings come through, I just nip out two of them and let one grow on, or sometimes you'll only get one seedling. So, you know, that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
We'll start them off on a wet paper towel.
Tissue. That's a good way. I've done that a few times. Just as the little roots coming out, get them planted so that they don't, if you leave them for too long, it disturbs them and you get roots fall, don't they, or go funny shapes.
Make sure your soil isn't stony. They don't like it too, you know, a sort of clay soil, do they? Or if it's too stony, they'll all come out at different angles and fork and God knows what.
If you have got stony soil, you can actually make a hole, can't you, with iron bar or something like that, knock that into the ground and turn it round at the top so you get conical hole, fill that with soil. I'm lucky here, I haven't got too many stones in ours. Ours is just very wet, heavy clay. So Slugs start to take their toll if I don't get them eaten by midwinter.
What, the slugs?
Yeah, they're still active. Yeah, I'll eat the slugs. Yeah, well, anything. If the parsnips don't come up, that's there's always an alternative. Yeah.
I've never eaten a slug, actually.
Not intentionally. I have actually. I've eaten half of one.
On a bit of lettuce.
Yeah, I ate half of one on a bit of lettuce once. I did. Yeah.
which tasted better?
Well, it was a bit like jelly babies, really.
Ah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was very tempted to eat the other half, but then, you know, feel better than that. No, don't do this at home, folks. Don't eat it.
Wash your lettuce very well.
I thought I had. There's always a green fly you miss, isn't there?
Yeah.
I've learned the trick since from the magazine, from Stephanie Hafferty in Kitchen Garden, where she puts them in salt water, puts things in salt water for half an hour, and it all floats to the top, slugs and all.
All My Reads gives you unlimited access to more than 100 specialist books, from history to mystery, rockets to royals, planes to trains, bikes to biographies, and much, much more. Access the digital books across multiple devices, including your desktop, tablet, and phone. All My Reads is just $4.99 per month. Visit allmyreads.com to find out more. Browse the extensive range of titles and try your first month for just 99 pence. Get ready to browse and begin.
But parsnips and sprouts, they need a bit of frost, don't they, really, before you harvest them? Get a bit sweeter.
They always say that, don't they?
Yeah.
We haven't had much frost. We've had a couple of frosts, so maybe they'd be all right.
Yeah, maybe.
It's pretty mild, isn't it?
Brand, haven't we? Very mild today, as we're talking. Yeah, it must be in double figures today, I would think.
Yeah.
It was about 11 earlier on, and that was about 9 o'clock, I think. Carrots.
Carrots, that's it. One of my favourites, carrots.
Yeah.
I always grow mine in pots. Love growing them in pots. Keeps them away from the carrot fly.
Yeah.
But
as long as you don't serve them too thickly.
No, that's right. Got to be very careful about that, haven't you? Just about an inch between each one.
Yeah.
So the ones growing in pots, I think the best ones I had were lucky enough to have a polytunnel and sowed a few in February last year in the polytunnel, and they were the best carrots I had all year, I think. They were really lovely. Yeah, I pulled them in the summer and they were nice. Not particularly big, but they were nice and sweet, nice little roots.
Mm.
You can get some that are a bit more earlier than others, can't you? You can get some that are actually more tolerant of cold. And you get some that you kind of sow more or less mid-summer, which could be the better ones for your Christmas dinner. They often will just stand quite well in the soil. Although, to be fair, if you've got the slug problem, sometimes you're better off lifting them while they're still and haven't got any holes in. And again, you could probably store those in some sort of boxes of sand or damp compost, just to tidy, you know. Just to keep them ticking over and then fresh for Christmas dinner.
Yeah. Well, that's where my pots come in, you see, because once they've grown, you just let them dry out, just moist, and they just sit in the pots.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You haven't got any problems with slugs or anything?
No.
That would be your best bet, wouldn't it, to do it for doing a Christmas dinner carrot?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, guaranteed of, Yeah, it's not bad. I find them very slow, carrots. I sow mine in April, May, and they take all year. So
the
ones I've grown,
they're not bad, are they?
I wouldn't be harvesting them till Christmas anyway.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
We got leeks. Leeks is another one.
Yeah.
Not only Christmas dinner. So those are Mark.
They're great. They're great, aren't they? They'll just be there all you know, throughout the winter almost, aren't they? You know?
Again, you get the
again,
you go for the varieties, can't you? There's ones that you tend to to harvest sort of autumn, and then there are those that will stand a lot more cold and they'll sit in the ground for months, and those are the ones you perhaps want for your Christmas dinner. I think, you know, the only thing with leeks, which we don't have a problem with down here, is because it's so warm, the winters seem to be warm. But if you have a lot of really severe weather or frosts and you've grown them and they're sitting there, you obviously want to, a few days before Christmas, if you're going to get frost over Christmas, it's worth digging them up when it's not, it's just a little mild period, and then you can heal them in, just literally a bunch of them, then just dig a bit of soil hole, put them into the soil with the roots, put the soil back loosely. And then, in theory, on Christmas Day, if there's a severe frost in and hard ground, you can pick, you can easily lift those ones, the ones that you've healed in.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had a problem with that. But living in the Midlands, of course, most winters, Christmas is a mild.
That with your parsnips as well, can't you? If it's a problem. Say very rarely that I've ever known it to the actual soil to be so frozen I couldn't get them out. But as you say, it's just. We're lucky with where we live, I guess. We have milder winters and some. My leeks, the only problem I'm having the last couple of years is leek moth. So last year they got torn to shreds. And I just had to throw them away. So I'm starting to cover my leeks now from when I've sown them, really, right up until the end of October. Which is a bit of a pain, isn't it, having to work with a weed them and water and look after them.
You don't quite get the joy of seeing them come up so much, do you, when you have to cover them? It's lovely to see the plants coming up. So you've got some fine insect netting over them, Steve, have you?
So it's a shame, because up until last year I'd have said leeks were the sort of easiest, one of the easiest things to grow, but it has been a problem. So I know it's gradually spreading over the UK, isn't it?
I had leek thrip this year. So the leaves all went a bit curly and a bit weird. They seem to grow through it, though. They didn't seem too bad, some of them.
Well, they grew through it okay, yeah.
Yeah, they did, actually.
You'd need some really fine netting to keep those out, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh. And I suppose you've got your cabbages, winter cabbages. Do like a bit of Savoy cabbage. So in those, what sort of March, April, May, I suppose, perhaps more with the winter ones. Again, needs a lot of space and a lot of time. That's the only thing, isn't it, with cabbages, and a lot of protecting them from pests. I think just about everything seems like cabbages.
you've got to use your Enviro mesh or your veggie mesh on those, haven't you? Otherwise, you just don't stand a chance.
Takes commitment, I think, to grow a good Savoy.
Yes.
But very nice, well worth it.
What else is there? Most of the crops, really, you are, if you want them for Christmas dinner, you really are going to have to start thinking about in March and April, aren't you? Certainly April.
Yeah.
That's the time, you know, that's when you've got it's a lot of pre-planning. It can be done. It's doable, but you've just got to think about it then, really.
Yeah.
Or even now, think about it now when you're ordering your seeds. What seeds do you want? You know, if you want to think, I want to do for Christmas dinner next year. So you've even got to start thinking about it now.
Yeah, probably wise to start ordering your seeds now if you want the varieties that. You should be able to choose your varieties.
Yeah.
Because finished last year was anything to go by. The stocks were low, weren't they?
I just tried to get some leeks from a particular company, and they're sold out. It was a particular variety I wanted, and some carrots.
Gosh.
So, whether things are flying off the shelves pretty fast, I don't know. But we could be in for a busy year of growing, I think, next year.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we've got leeks and carrots on the front of Kitchen Garden magazine over the winter. So don't miss your issue. Get out there and get your free seeds is the message.
That's most of the crops, isn't it? I mean, the speciality is something like cranberries. People like a bit of cranberry sauce with their turkey, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I've never grown cranberries.
No, I mean, you can grow them, but they like an acidic soil for a start, don't they? And so you're probably better off growing them in pots. Yeah. Apparently they're quite like a cold period in winter, so quite a longish sort of 0 to 7 degrees for at least sort of 2 or 3 months, I think. So they, they kind of, to get the really, really, you know, you need the right conditions, I think, to really get a good crop. So, but I mean, it isn't impossible, but, you know, in certain parts of the country to grow them.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a curiosity.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's always nice to know. They're quite pretty plants, aren't they?
Yeah.
They have nice autumn colour, leaves.
Quite sprawling, aren't they, I think? Sort of a shrubby, little low shrub.
Yeah, but quite nice, as you say, for a pot with lime-free compost, or I suppose a raised bed, maybe, if you want to get really serious and grow a few.
Yeah, I think they like the soil quite damp, I think, particularly sort of flowering time. I don't think you have to grow them in particularly boggy conditions. I think they, in sort of in North America, I think they sometimes do a bit, but I don't think you have to. I think they can, as long as the soils are reasonably moist.
Yeah,
you're right.
You can get away with it, can't you? I think, don't they, in North America, don't they flood the fields or something to harvest, so the berries float on the water and scoop them up?
Yeah.
That's the real side. I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Wow. I think that's it. That's Christmas dinner sorted then.
Yeah. We'll have to research how you grow turkeys. That's the only thing missing, isn't it, now? The turkeys.
Well, unless you go vegetarian like you, Steve, with a nut roast.
With a nut roast, yeah.
And then you grow your nut trees and make your own, grow your own nuts.
Yeah, have to fight the squirrels though.
Oh, yeah.
Always after me now. We have a real battle. Let's see. Yeah. Let's settle better.
So who's doing the cooking this year then? Is it? I know you're going to some of your family, aren't you?
I'm going to my nephew's, so he'll be doing the cooking.
In your case, Steve, are you doing the cooking, or is Sue who's the chef?
I should be supervising. Sue would be doing the
supervising.
Cooking.
I see.
Yeah, I make sure that, there's plenty of drinks and things like that, and fill the bowls of nuts and that sort of thing. All the important bits. I do the important stuff.
I'm chief peeler. I'm head peeler. I want to give bigging it up a bit. I'm head peeler.
If you get
important
a hat with
job,
that?
You know, very important.
Hat and the badge. Yeah.
And clear rubber. All the best jobs.
Yeah. Going to be a bit of a weird one this year, isn't it? But I'm sure we'll all be fine. We'll keep our.
Yeah.
Keep the old sherry going. We'll be great.
Yeah, and let's hope for next year it's going to be a bit brighter for everybody, I think.
Oh, I do hope so. Yeah.
Been a difficult year for a lot.
It has, yeah.
So I think gardening's been a bit of a lifesaver for a lot of people.
Yeah, certainly, it's been a real tonic, hasn't it? And it's been a good year of growing, and there's been a lot of people getting involved, and it's really good. So I hope it carries on next year.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, once you get the bug, you've got it, then you want to keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people discovered it this year, so growing their own. So, let's hope it continues.
Oh, well.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas to everybody.
Happy Christmas, everybody out there listening. We hope to talk to you again in the new year. Don't forget, if you like to hear more from us, we've got our podcasts, and you can visit our YouTube channel. We've got lots of very instructional YouTube videos. So we've probably got videos on most of the things we've spoken about today, how to sow and how to grow. So do go and have a look at that. Don't forget as well, we've got some great subscription offers. So if you visit www.classicmagazines.co.uk, you'll find all about a little bit more about Kitchen Garden Magazine, and you can take advantage of some of our great offers on there. So from all of us here, a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just £4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.